Are you ready for this?
Sean Merriman, a one-hand sack. Boom, 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 out go the lights.
This is Lights Out with Sean Merriman.
What's up, guys? We're back again with another Lights Out podcast with me, Sean Merriman. And we're going NASCAR today, man. It's cool. And I feel bad because normally I would get out to about 10 tracks, whether it's short tracks or, you know, one of the main tracks a year. And the last 2 years, man, since the pandemic, I just haven't been able to make it out to as many tracks as I would like to. I mean, hell, I would even go to some of the dirt tracks if I could. Anyway, Kyle Larson, couple big victories over the past 3 or 4 weeks, just completely on fire. Glad he was able to take a few moments today to jump on with us. And for all you NASCAR fans, we got a treat for you. Kyle Larson. Cal.
What's up?
What's up, my dude? How are you, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, man. I finally found somebody that was harder to get a hold of than me. I was like, I thought I was bad.
Yeah.
But you just been
a busy guy.
You've been busy, man. But the last few weeks, man, has been crazy.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, it's been good. Been winning a lot, so it's been fun.
I feel like crap because I only been to a couple racetracks this year. Normally, I get out to about 10 of them. I'll jump on the plane and come out on the weekends, and I'll come back and try to host some stuff for football. Mm-hmm. So I haven't been out to as many tracks this year, but this last few weeks, man, you've just been on fire.
Thank you.
One of the things I wanted to ask you about, because I've been around the tracks, man, for 12 years. So I don't know if you've seen my big ass or not, just walking past you or trying to push a car through inspection or in the driver's meetings or anything like that. But it seems like you've always been close to having these kind of weeks, right? The back-to-back weeks. But lately, you guys have been executing like hell, man. What's been the big difference?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a combination of a lot of stuff, but I think the biggest thing is the race car being really fast. I think when your race car is as good as ours has been here lately, you can kind of slow things down and not, you know, try to overdo things. And our car has been so fast here lately. You know, our pit crew's been doing a great job. When your car is that good, you don't have to be as aggressive on the racetracks. You make less mistakes and things like that. So it's a fun place to be in my position. And I just hope we can continue to keep our cars as fast and you'll try and get them even better.
Yeah. Speaking of your car, man, and your crew and everything, you know, just tell me a little bit about Cliff Daniels and the job that they've been doing. And, you know, I brought up execution because a lot of people need to understand like what goes on behind the scenes in your team, man, and the adjustments you guys made over the last month or so.
Yeah, I'm not sure what adjustments we made. I think probably just tweaking things, make them all areas better. But yeah, Cliff Daniels is such an awesome crew chief, a very, you know, great leader, very intense. I think, you know, he kind of reminds me of probably like what a football coach would be, you know, the way he's intense. But
I didn't want to make that correlation, but I was just going to say that because I've come across Cliff and got a chance to talk to him several times.
Yeah, like his, you know, pre-race speeches and post-race motivational things and stuff. Like it's honestly something that I didn't think that I needed. But now that I'm around it and around, you know, how he works, I really love it. And it definitely motivates me. And I think it keeps us all positive and, you know, when things say you have a bad race, you know, he knows exactly what to say to kind of pump you up and keep you digging and keep you working hard. So, and he's a super smart, you know, human being and crew chief. And, I think it shows on the racetrack.
No, absolutely. And you guys, for many reasons have been kind of turning it up lately. And that's why I keep bringing it back to the execution part, because you've been like, in my opinion, you've just been this close from doing it, even though you know, first time you've kind of done this. And I think you guys just beat the Petty's group, right?
Yeah.
You just beat that landmark. Yeah. Talk a little bit about that, how big that was, because Petty group is the reason why I even got involved in NASCAR back in 2000, I think 7 or 8. And just being a part of that group, that, you know, the Petty experience and just being around, but you guys just crossed over that landmark.
Yeah, that's cool. So, you know, Richard Petty was the winningest, you know, team or driver in team, whatever, with 268 wins, where, you know, now Rick Hendrick and Hendrick Motorsports has accumulated, and surpassed, you know, his record. So it was cool to be a part of that and cool to be the guy to win the race, to get him over that, you know, record breaking, deal with Richard Petty. It was very important to Mr. H that we get it and get it quickly. And, yeah, it was cool. You know, it you could definitely tell, I could tell every time I talked to him that it was important to him. So, nice that we were able to do that, and just shows, you know, how big of an impact Richard Petty as well as Rick Hendrick have had on the sport of NASCAR with all those wins combined.
How much is that talked about, right? Because I always ask guys, and, you know, me being a former player, I would look up and see how many sacks I had, right? And like, okay, I got two more sacks, then, you know, I'll lead in this category, all right? So, or whatever the landmark may be. How often is that talked about, or is it not really important, or someone might come into the garage and be like, hey, by the way, you know, you guys do this. This is the landmark you're going to cross. Is that ever brought up in a conversation at all?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, for me though, you know, I like to, you know, I've had a great year, so I like to go and kind of look at my stats and compare them to, say, you know, like last year, Denny Hamlin and Kevin Harvick, it seemed like, you know, they dominated the season. So, you know, I've recently went and looked at their stats and, you know, like laps led and stuff, and we've already led, I think, almost as much or more than they had last year. So I was like, wow, that's crazy to think, you know. But then, you know, they also had a lot more wins at the end of the year, but we still have a long ways to go. So, yeah, I mean, I definitely try to look at that stuff, and it gives you like a goal to get to. But then, yeah, there is also some like analytics guys out there that keep track of everything. And you know, sometimes they'll produce an article that tells you about, you know, your pass rating and stuff like that, and restart, your retention and things. So it's cool to look at that stuff. And it definitely, you know, if you're low in a category, it definitely, you know, tells you an area that you need to get better and work on.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Yeah, obviously, I've been around the sport a long time, so I try to explain to people the analytics. Like, right, so this weekend, you guys are coming up in Texas, right, for the All-Star
race.
And yep. You placed pole, right?
Yeah, it was a random draw, and we got lucky and drew the pole.
No, come on.
Hey, yeah, well, it was random, so, I mean, it is all luck, and thankfully, we got the pole, so that should help out a lot.
How much do you guys believe in momentum, right? Because you've had a great, I mean, a great year, but especially the last, you know, last month or so has been big. How much do you guys are banking on the momentum? Like, okay, hey, we're here. We need to go here. We're here. We need to go here and take advantage, you know, of this momentum you guys have right now.
Yeah, I think momentum is huge in any sport, really. But racing, you know, it's important as well, just because, you know, you can kind of ride that wave and keep piling on, you know, hopefully good finishes. So these last 5 weeks have been great. We haven't been out of the top two and have had shots to win even a lot before that. But, and two, I race a lot outside of NASCAR, and even that racing has gone really
well. The dirt
tracks,
right?
And that's gone well for me too the last few weeks. So it really does help my momentum and my personal confidence. And I think that's definitely a good thing to go out there and continue having success.
I talked to a couple guys who do, you know, race on the dirt tracks, and I talked to guys who race on the short tracks or whatever. And how do you mentally switch gears for that? Do you have to, you know, kind of say, okay, I got to get back in the saddle of this, or you can just go bounce back and forth, no problem?
Well, I think for me, I might be different than some of the other drivers just because I do it so often. Like this week, you know, I'm running four nights in a row in a late model before I go to, you know, Texas to run the Cup car. And so I think when I do it that often, you know, I don't have to think about it much. But I know, you know, my good buddy like Ricky Stenhouse, who he doesn't do a bunch of dirt racing, but he ran, you know, midget last night in Indiana. And I'm sure when he buckles in, he's got to like think about, okay, you know, I'm in a midget. How does this drive? All right. I need to like remind my brain a certain thing. But for me, I've gotten so used to jumping in and out of race cars that I feel like I can adapt pretty quickly.
But you're not racing the full season, right, on a dirt track. You just kind of bounce back and forth between races?
Yeah, no. Yeah, I don't have time to race a full season and chase points or anything like that. But this year I'm racing a bunch. But I can still pop in and run those series and stuff. But, yeah, so I can be a little bit more aggressive probably than other drivers just because I'm not chasing points.
No, absolutely. And good luck this weekend. But last thing, I want to ask you about your foundation, man, because I was checking out your website actually last night and this morning. Tell me a little bit about what you got going on.
Yeah, thanks. No, I've started the Kyle Larson Foundation here this year recently. And you know, last year I got to work together with a few different foundations and hang around their communities and stuff. And they were an important part of me in my return back to NASCAR. So, this year I started my foundation to try and raise money and awareness to help out their communities, the Tony Sonnen Foundation and the Urban Youth Racing School and the Hendrick Cares program. So, through it, like this year, with each lap completed and top fives and wins and stuff, the money kind of piles up. So already this year, we've raised $68,000. So with a goal of getting to $500,000. So still have a long ways to go, but it's been cool to kind of get involved and get out there and do stuff. I've always wanted to start a foundation. I just didn't know like what that was and what I wanted to support. But yeah, it's been good. And I hope to grow it into something even more impactful down the road.
How can people be involved? You got a website, right? You have the website for people to check out the information.
Yeah. It's KyleLarsonFoundation.org, I believe. And you can go on there and you'll learn more about it, as well as there should be a tab in there to help donate and help me reach that goal.
Awesome, brother. Hey, have a kick-ass weekend. Keep that momentum going. You're on fire. I'm glad we was able to sneak you in. I'm like, dude, we gotta get Kyle, man. We got to get Kyle. And so I appreciate you for taking the time, and I'll be at the track soon. I'm going to come stop by the trailer, man. Say what's up when I get out there.
Okay, yeah, cool. Yeah, I look forward to it. Thank you.
Okay, you got it, man. Take it easy.
Yeah, you too. See ya.
Thanks, guys, for listening in to another Lights Out podcast with me, Sean Merriman. And wow. You know, it's funny because being a former athlete, I always feel, I'm not going to say bad, but I always have a certain feeling when a guy's on fire, he's, he's hot and he got a bunch of things going on. Kyle Larson has, been just killing it the last month or so. I mean, he's had a great year, but this past month, the 5 weeks has just been incredible. And I'm like telling my guys, we got to get Kyle on. And so I appreciate him taking the time today. So, and I appreciate you guys, man. It's just been really cool for me to see these numbers grow and you guys subscribing and leaving these reviews and comments. I'll give you a funny story. I was in Miami a few weeks ago and I was walking out of my hotel and, two guys walked up to me just for 2 seconds said, man, we love your podcast. And I was like, man, that's pretty damn cool. And they kept it moving. So obviously you guys are liking it. I appreciate that. So keep listening in, keep subscribing to the Lights Out podcast with me, Sean Merriman. And we'll be back with another one next week.